Okay, we're back from recess and have Beth Schaller with us from MoDOT with her monthly report. And so I'm just going to turn it over to you, Beth.
Okay, my report's fairly short and sweet this week. As you're already aware, our construction season down in this area is pretty minimal compared to years in the past. I do know that we've been talking about the overlays on 160, which includes some shouldering work and some turn lane changes and some improvements. We have heard from the contractor, which is APAC, and we have not had their pre-construction conference yet, but they're telling us late August for starting that project. When we have the meeting, then we'll know what order of work, because they actually have several overlays bundled into that project. It includes 176, 160, and then 165 and 265 down by the dam in that area. So we'll find out their order of work whenever we finally have a pre-construction meeting with them. But they're telling us late August for actually beginning construction. Kind of a little bit out of the area, but probably something that comes up with you guys occasionally. We've got a micro-surfacing project going on over on Route 13, going in basically from Kimberling City down to Arkansas state line. They've been removing stripe because striping actually causes the microseal to not adhere to the underlying asphalt, so they've been doing that. And they're real close to starting the actual micro-surfacing, which shouldn't take very many days once they get started. But that's coming up too. And then we have not heard yet from Jernigan, who is the contractor for doing, there'll be some more shouldering on 86, basically from Route 13 all the way over to Route 65. That was the only stretch of 86 that we had not put shoulders and rumbles on, so we're coming back in and doing that. And then Jernigan also has Route 76, basically from Cape Fair to Reed Spring. So they have those two contracts, and we know it'll be this fall, but we haven't heard from them on when. I can't remember if I updated you guys the other day or last month on the status of the 160 and 125 projects where we've had the problem with the asphalt. Do you remember if I updated you or not? I can't remember.
It was mentioned, but
okay. Yeah, we're still the plan on that is still to continue monitoring and maintaining this summer. If the conditions continue to deteriorate as we expect they will, it's actually held up better than we thought it would. Then we will try to let a contract this fall, hopefully, to overlay, re-overlay some of those sections where we've had problems with the asphalt that was put down last year. That's going to depend on how much savings we can get back, how bids come in this fall, because we had already committed all our money for this next construction season, so we don't really have any slack there as far as money. So what will happen is hopefully the bids will come in lower than what we had anticipated, and we'll have some money coming back that way that we can use on that bid. Otherwise, it may be a little bit longer before we can actually let a contract. It just depends on where we can find the money. As far as maintenance goes, pretty well the standard things going on there. The chip seals are coming up. I'm not sure the exact date. I think we actually did a news release on that last week, but I think they're coming up here in a couple weeks on Route O and then on Route Y. So, and those should be coming up fairly quickly. On the maintenance side, doing a lot of, patching, long patches, spraying. Still had a little bit of mowing going. I think they pretty well wrapped that up until our next session. Just a lot of trying to get things fixed and maintained and held together.
Yeah. I don't have an abundance of questions for you this week like I usually do.
I'm very disappointed.
But anyway, thank you so much for your trips down here to give us this update on a monthly basis and help keep us informed. And we work well with MoDOT through the county, so I appreciate your...
We appreciate your help. We always hear good things especially on the maintenance side from both sides. So I know the guys work together well. I've seen the same type of. I think you guys were setting the bar. It seems like we're seeing the same thing over in Stone County. A lot of our maintenance guys working with Stone County maintenance. So I appreciate you for setting the bar there.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Brandon, do you have any questions?
No, thank you. No.
Well, I guess we'll adjourn for the day.
Move to adjourn?
Don't have any, yes, I don't think we have anything else agendized. And you making a motion?
Yeah, move to adjourn.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. See you Thursday.
Thanks, guys. See you.
Okay.
Slow down.
Yeah. I knew I'd get a lot done if I was...
is Randy around?
Mm-hmm.